Fighting action, then no fighting action, man. Just come up the jigger so aggressive, like your tire with the traction. Burn them. Scotch bonnet, rifle bust, so the thing they had from it. Slap money in your chest in a top pocket. Yes, you feel so sharp on it. Burn them. Scotch bonnet, burn them. Scotch bonnet.
Right, you already know what time it is. It's your boy, Roche, that guy, you feel what I'm saying? We are here, day one, Scotch Bonnet Podcast, you feel what I'm saying? Doing something different, something new. I'm here with the whole entire gang. Shout out to Miss B. Shout out to Kiki.
Gang, gang.
Shout out to Merv. Shout out to Nikki, you know what I'm saying? Shout out everybody that's not here, you feel me? Shout out Karishma. Shout out C-Ro in the building, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all of the food and all of the everything, the bottles that are here with us right now.
Feasting out here.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, pretty much, you know, we're a new podcast here starting for everybody in the world. Really just, you know, the name of the show is Scotch Bonnet Hot Topic. And that's exactly what we are. You feel what I'm saying? We talk about anything. It could be education. It could be sexual. It could be, you know, it doesn't really matter what it is, right? Like music, entertainment, arts, it doesn't matter, right? So, you know, from December 2020 until now, which is August 1st, 2021. We've pretty much been building up this platform and having people all around the world come in and enjoy it. So now we're here to give you guys a lot of conversation so that you guys can enjoy it, indulge in it, speak on conversation and topics. And you know what I mean? And we, you know, we take this abroad into the world. So without further ado, I guess, like, you know, calm and cool and easy. Everybody just kind of introduce yourself real quick. And then I guess we could just jump into a one, two little things and we'll get it going. You know what I'm saying? Miss Cha. Miss Cha.
Bueno.
Bueno. Bueno. So you know it's Miss Lee. Bueno.
Choking over here. Yo. Oh, man. Hello, hello, hello. It's your girl, Kiki.
Yes, sir.
Kiki, do you love me? Mm-hmm. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Do you ever, ever need to send me? And I want you. And I need you.
I wrote that. I wrote that for Drake. I'm not going to lie to you. You know what I'm saying?
The ghostwriters in the
building. Mans are all here. Yeah, mans are all here, dog. You know what I'm saying? Next up, who we got next?
What's up? It's Not Your Bell. And you know what that means.
Yes.
AKA
yes.
Jezebel.
AKA
Merv.
AKA Merv the Perv. Merv, yo.
It's a person-to-person basis, I guess.
Yo. Yo. Don't kill me right now, dog.
Picky Nikki, self-explanatory, guys, you know?
Picky Nikki.
Jesus.
That means everything.
Jeez.
People, food,
jeez,
the
yes.
world, the environment.
If there is a word
everything.
That is
yes.
better than picky, somebody please tell us, because she's beyond picky. And there needs to be another word for picky Nikki, because picky is not it.
Pacific
she's beyond
Nikki?
Picky.
Pacific Nikki.
Picnic. I like picnic.
Picnic.
I like picnic.
Picnic.
Oh. Ooh, and you always have to wear plaid. And she always has to wear plaid.
Food the boat. Yeah.
That's how we're going to do it. I need to get a drink around here.
That song. That is not my intro.
That is not my intro.
Yo, Mickey's like, just give me the food.
That's gonna be give me the food.
Yo, she's in the studio with us next time.
That's how I'm gonna be singing in the background. Give me the food. Give me the food.
Who's that in the background?
Picnic, you know, Picky Nikki. Done now.
Yo, so listen, I'm gonna crack this crown right now. Are you drinking with me, Nikki?
Absolutely not.
Oh wow, she said absolutely not.
Okay.
You know what? It's whiskey, so I'll take it with some ginger ale. I just cannot drive. For an hour.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we're good.
So, yo, everybody just listen to this. Please pray
very,
for us.
Very, very responsible.
Yo.
Nah, take a shot. No.
You know, it's what's presented for picnic on this picnic.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
On
yes.
Picnic
yes.
Day.
On picnic yes. Sunday.
So, yes.
Yo,
this
so,
is our dinner.
So, yo, happy Scotch Bonnet Day to everybody. Yes. Cheers up to everybody. Scotch you feel me? Day. Happy Scotch Bonnet Day.
Happy birthday, Scotch Bonnet.
You know, this is definitely birthed based on, like, people loving the conversation that we've been doing and stuff like that. And really, before we get into any real conversation and topic today, any hot topic, right? I want you guys to just speak really quickly on, like, you know, just give little small testimonials of just, like, you know, how people are receiving what we do and, you know, how we've come together and what we've created here. And And you know, and the you know, the community of people who are, you know, Scotch Bonnet related. If you've been in a Scotch Bonnet live even once, you are Scotch Bonnet community. You know what I mean? So,
yep.
You know, what do you guys have to say in terms of like the reciprocal, like, you know, what we're receiving in terms of love, and you know, maybe some, you know, hate, maybe some, you know, agreement, disagreement with things, you know, what's up?
That's right.
Right.
Well, that's right. Accept it as constructive criticism.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So hate is good, because it is even those that hate, there still are.
Yes.
You know, they're still watching. No, you know what I'm saying?
She's right.
And they're also still supporting us at the end of the day to even produce it as hate.
She's right.
How the hell do they know what? They don't you know like something me? Without? Yeah.
You know what? For me, you're right. Because you know, I've definitely had a lot of people hit us up and say like, "Yo, bro, we love what you guys have happening. Just keeping some people sane even through the times of COVID, right?
Yep.
And like the corona times, right? And then you also have like people who are like, yo, honestly, I don't even like that shit what you guys are talking about. You get what I'm saying? And like, you know, so you know, that's those things are things to build you. So I agree with what like Nikki's saying, you know what I mean? Like sometimes you need haters, you know? So like you know, that's
could just be for that topic or that day.
Yeah,
the person doesn't necessarily, and it's not necessarily a hate, it could be today I'm not feeling you.
Yes.
Tomorrow,
I feel that.
You know, it's like one of those. Today's not my day, tomorrow's my day. You know?
What about you, Merv? How do people receiving it? I know I'm receiving a lot of love for Scotch Bonnet.
It's just me. Okay.
She had to rub the hands for that one. She had to rub the hands for that one.
Like, okay. I like an No. Okay, I got this. Okay. Since Scotch Bonnet, like, no, I can't touch that. can't touch that. No, Scotch Bonnet's been a really good experience. Like, people are interested in what we're building, you know, like, who are y'all?
Yeah, what y'all about?
Yeah. Can I be your friend potentially? Yeah. Can I be your lover perhaps? Like,
entertainment.
Love is yes. We go, you know.
Yes.
Okay. Y'all are very nice good bunch vibes. Of human beings.
Yeah.
And it is a pleasure to know every single one of you on an intimate level. And people just wish they could even have a glimpse of that.
Yeah. Likewise.
You know.
Right. Right.
And that's me saying I love y'all.
you know we love you too, man. You know how that go already. So Miss B, what are you feeling about like how good are like the people receiving this and what's happening? What's the love like?
It's funny because I went to
Cho.
Yes, wife.
She went to Cho.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't kill me.
The bonnet, Scotchy. Yeah.
Don't kill me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's love. That's love. That's
I love that. I love that.
We know what we're doing.
Hell was the worst year of my life, and I keep saying it, Scotch Bonnet, I believe it saved me last December because I was in such a dark place. So I'm grateful for I'm grateful for this podcast. I'm grateful for the family I gained.
The abundance of love. So I just want to ask real quick. You know,
hello,
seeing
hi,
that,
you miss picnic. Me talk about me name, but not what it do for me.
Well, we did kind of ask, and you kind of help explain with Merv. But I mean, like, you gotta let us know.
Hello.
Yeah, you let us know. Let us know.
Hi,
let us
yes.
know, Nikki. Let us know, Nikki.
Picky
let us know.
Nikki in the building. Let us
know.
Hello.
No, hey, you're right. No, you're right. You're right.
Just saying, everybody.
Yo.
Saying
so,
Picky was a person.
Yeah,
right?
If Picky was a person.
Yo. So, what Scotch Bonnet has done for I?
Yes. The I and I, Nikki.
Yo. there's people like paying attention that I didn't even know was paying attention. I have a cousin who calls us pepper and spice.
Oh no. That is so cute.
She pepper goes, and she spice. Goes, yo, cuz, so what's going on with pepper and spice?
Holy
I'm
shit.
Like, what? Scotch bonnet? Same thing.
Yeah, yes.
Same yes. thing. I said, what? Yes.
I love it.
And yeah. I'm telling her, so in my head, I'm like, oh, I didn't even know you even like
knew about
knew
it.
What's
yeah.
going on? Because yeah. there's a time. I do not like the video light. So this yeah. has taken me out of my shell.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. even with that being said, it brought new people. Like Merv said, there's people come, like that check for you. Newfound friends that you've made.
Right, right.
Being part of this. No lovers, but, you know, people trying to holler. Brave Swoz.
Nigga trying to holler at Nikki.
Brave Swoz. What him name?
That's exactly what him name.
Brave Swoz.
DJ Wheels and all them people.
Oh,
there.
Wheels. Oh, yeah. Remember DJ Wheels. Yes. Big the up lyrics. DJ Wheels.
Don't kill me.
Man, drop two lyrics and lyrics and lyrics and lyrics. Yeah, big him up.
I lost my AirPod one day. He goes, I could be your AirPod. Tell Yo, you all okay. you want to hear.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
No, but man, I had lyrics the whole Scotchy. Night. But besides that, like, I have, like, there's, I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but she always messages me. And she always, like, bigs me up and says, thank you, Queen. Oh, she looks. Me. Yes,
Northside Jiggy,
yes.
big up Northside Jiggy.
Northside Jiggy, 100%. She's always like
big up Shante
in.
Moore, big up yep. fucking
CC.
You know, big up CC, big up. Everybody. Hey, yo, shout out to everybody. Right. Yo, this is what we're gonna do right now. This is what we're gonna do right now before Nikki continues. Shout out to everybody that tunes into Scotch Bonnet regularly.
Yes,
you get what I'm saying, Chrissy T.
Yes,
you know, I'm trying to run down the list right now. You get what I'm saying? There's
Queen
a lot
Linus.
Of you. Yeah, that's T. You know.
Oh yes.
Nessa. You know, Nessa, Lala.
Yes.
Shit. Like, you know, you guys are, everybody knows.
Unruly one.
Unruly
yes.
one. You get what I'm saying?
Gosh, yeah. Drama beats.
Mikey, you know what I'm saying? Like, yes. drama, you get what yeah. I'm saying? Like, everybody, you know who you are. You feel what yes. I'm saying? Like, shout out to you because it's without you guys,
exactly.
you know, the podcast wouldn't have started.
Exactly.
And now we're here and we're definitely streaming. So go back to Nikki.
Big up
just
Empress
to
Lala.
Yeah.
Right? All you guys. Yeah.
Sorry,
big,
see,
all you guys.
Train
up.
Of thoughts don't work for me. So it's lost.
I know.
Long gone.
We're trying
to
get it.
No, but
yeah, for real. Like, it's just people communicating and it's keeping up too. You yes. know what I mean? So it's just like, hey, don't worry. If I haven't gotten to you, I will get to you if that's the case. But at the end of the day, it's different for me. Again, it's taking me out of my shell. It's making me communicate better with everyone. You know, the video light's not my thing. So, you know, you may see my ceiling once again. But I'm here, guys.
Yeah. Hey, and that's what Scotch Bonnet is made up out of. You get what I'm saying? I wanted everybody to understand that we're different people. We are all different people. We all... receive and you know consume things different. You get what I'm saying? And like for everybody to be able to get to hear this right now in the intro is very good, so they have an somewhat of a feel of what all of us are, and you guys get to see what the brand is all about.
Don't mean to cut you, but big yeah. up Monsta, VI, Rico.
Yes,
not here right now,
yes.
but
shout out the
they're
whole
part
gang.
Of the team here. Just
shout out the whole gang.
Can't miss a swan.
Real mm-hmm. talk, real talk. Mm-hmm. Shout out the whole gang. so. Let's jump into some, you know,
hot topic.
Some spice. You get what I'm saying? Like, we're going to definitely tour the world with different conversation and different topics, you know, here and there. And overall, every single time you guys see us dropping an episode of this Scotch Bonnet Hot Topic stuff. But right now, I just want to start with one topic. I seen something out there in the world real quick. You get what I'm saying? And I didn't really know how I felt about it at first. I didn't have enough time to digest it. You get what I'm saying? And indulge in what it was about. So I want to ask it right now and see what you guys feel about it. Regardless if you're in a position or not, just let us know what you feel about it. Crow to you and wifey too as well. I want to know what you guys would feel about this one right here. You get what I'm saying? But so you guys know that the world is different. Everybody has their own opinions on stuff. Topics are just topics. It doesn't mean that what's being asked is right or it's a thing or whatever. But I came across, you know, a situation that made me garnish the question because it was brought up as a topic that when a female is with a man, right? Is it the man's job to take care of majority of your bills?
No.
Absolutely not.
What do you mean by with a man? In what capacity?
When you're in a relationship. Like, is a man supposed to handle half and or majority of
Remember,
your bills?
Remember, relationships, that word is just a generalized word.
Okay, so we are together. We are together with goals.
Exclusively.
We are exclusive. Yes.
Ring up on finger. Yet.
Well... Does it matter what kind of ring? Because we have candies here.
Oh my god!
Right, we have the ring candy here. Candy so if you want, like, you get what I'm saying? Nah. You never specified what type of ring, but I mean, like,
don't kill
you know,
me.
For the most part, it's a committed relationship. You get what I'm saying? So, You know, is a man supposed to hold that? Like, what is that a part of his premise?
Carry only as much as you can carry.
Bam bam pebbles. Don't lift it up if you're not bam bam.
Don't pick up what you cannot carry.
Bam bam and pebbles.
And like.
All right. Yo.
Yo, so don't pick
okay.
up. Okay. Remember, everyone's different because there's people who believe in tradition. Some people who believe in, you know, non-traditional
right.
ways. So
right.
It's I hate the word supposed to.
Supposed to
me, there's no such thing
right.
as supposed to unless there's instructions laid
right,
out.
Right, like a manual.
Yes, there's no such thing as supposed to. It's if I want to,
we
if
need
I
a
feel
Scotch
like
bonnet
it,
manual. Yes.
Things like that.
Yes.
So it's not that he's supposed to, but like it depends on the woman too, because some women don't want. Like I hate when people pay for shit for me. Like you know what I'm trying to say.
So if you're with a man, if you were with a man. And he offered to just take care of half your bills because he cares about you that much. Is that something that you would accept?
I'll just give him the account number and then pay. And then when time comes if him to pay, I'm going to pay it.
Jeez. Wait, here's the
thing.
Yo.
Straight up. Like, I don't, if you offered, I don't need to remind you either. Like, if you're saying you're going to do something, here's the account number. I generally would say, no, it's okay. Just because it's just me naturally.
Yeah.
Here's the account number. I'm going to give you the opportunity to just, you do what you say you're going to do. Walk the walk and talk the talk. If you can't do it, I'm not going to wait. No, time come, bill the pay. I'm paying my bill.
Right.
I am 100%. Sorry. I'm 100% with Nikki.
No, but it's okay, though, because even if someone came to me and said, Nikki, I paid half your bills. Yeah, because you said you wanted to pay half my bills.
Thank you.
Right.
There's 100%
no argument.
There's agree.
No, okay, so Nikki says she feels no way about agree. It. Like, she's not going to feel no way when everything is all said and done.
Yeah, like,
because you offered.
You offered.
Yeah, right.
And thank you.
Naturally, I would say no, no, no. And some people want to, like, insist. Like, you know, you maybe.
Okay,
I
so hold on. All right, so hold on. So hold on. Kayano says Scotch Bonnet a topic, right?
Oh, my gosh.
So I offer to do that now. Or the guy offers to do that now.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You as the female, are you somewhat in a position of where you owe him? Like, not owe him, but like, you're obligated to kind of deal with him a little bit sicker than usual. You know what I'm saying?
No, you offered. That's you. You're offering. Just like Nikki said. I agree with Nikki. Just like she said, you offered. And sometimes they're insistent. You offered. And if you follow through with the offer, that's on you. Thank you. I am not to say that I'm ungrateful. Not, thank you very much. I'm grateful. I could handle it myself, but you're insisting. So I will let you do what you say you're going to do.
And Kiki, it's more of I don't want to depend on you either, because if you don't follow through, I don't want to be stuck. Or like say, you know what, you're going to take care of it. That means I have room to do these other things.
Exactly.
No, I'm still going to keep a security blanket.
Exactly.
And just make sure it's fulfilled. Mm-hmm. If it is, then I could, and it continues being that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not subconsciously, but like in the back of my mind, yep. I'll be, everybody watches what you do at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Them girls said, oh my God.
It's true. It's true. The minute they get upset and you're like, okay, I need a break.
But why think that right. first? Why does your brain automatically go there? Based on experience, probably yes. But I believe in, at the same time, you can't like assume everyone's going to be that way.
No,
just like as a female, some guys, you know, you're probably this type of girl. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You kind of have to give everyone a clean slate
right.
to prove
benefit
themselves.
Benefit of the doubt?
Yes. Yes. Benefit of the doubt is exactly the word.
Right.
Trust me, I've done what you've said, but I've learned also, like I said, when the time comes, I'm still going to do what I need to do. Unless I see it being taken care of, then okay, you said you're gonna do. Okay, Roach.
Exactly.
Should it be spoken about, or is it something like? I'm your ride or die. We're doing this. We're in a committed relationship.
I mean,
you know, is it saying, hey, should we talk about these bills? Did we go into this home on our own? Is it you coming over to my house and asking to contribute? Is it me going over to
your
house?
I mean, it has to be spoke about. Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? So like some people, they'll just take it as like, yo, here's some money for your bill. I didn't know when your bill came.
Right.
The man
will
say, yo,
hold this.
What you need to.
Yeah,
saying, I'm going to pay your bills.
Right. Different.
Those things make a big difference.
Right, 100%. Okay, so being with a man, you guys do not expect him to handle your bills for you.
No. But at the same time, I don't expect you to leech off of me either.
Oh, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said, until what capacity is a relationship? That makes the biggest difference.
I don't
believe in those numbers.
100. I think it's all situational. Like,
yeah.
Like, who's what, like, type of person the guy is, type of person the girl is. Are you guys living together? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Money? Yeah.
Right.
Get, like, us, we get money together.
Right.
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 Yeah.
So we pay our bills together.
Together. Yeah. Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. And right, no, and that's
yeah. So it depends on the person. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
facts.
And I hate when you see you made a comment about it depends on who makes more money. It shouldn't matter who makes more money.
Yeah, unless it's like a significant.
Exactly.
Then that's to be then probably naturally the person with the higher income is just used to doing that. Yeah. Whether it's a big woman and they wanna say, I'm gonna just take care of it, it doesn't matter. Or it's an older man, he goes, I'm just gonna take care of it, no problem. Until right. that happens, then I could say something.
But right?
Again, this is all opinions.
Yeah.
Thoughts.
I totally think that's fair.
Yeah.
What do you have to say?
I don't have nothing to say. I don't have nothing to say to that. No, I think it's fair. I'm gonna leave it at that. I think it's fair. I think that's fair.
You see how they say no, you can't hold up. Only a man who wants to be kept is like kept.
He wants to be kept.
That's the same thing applies to me. These responsibilities.
Yes.
Facts.
Like you know what I mean? He's not gonna do shit if he doesn't want to do shit.
There you go. Exactly.
And then either you be the idiot gal or not.
Right.
Plain and simple. Unless that's the arrangement. Unless that's how it's supposed to be.
Okay. So
then that's different.
Okay. So we're gonna continue with more topics for sure. 100%. Just to keep it. Okay. Go.
So the way I see it, right?
Right.
I'm not gonna say atypical man, atypical woman. You know, but right. Men and women do not speak the same language. It's all English, Spanish. Like we dialect. Yes. Now the language, there's a miscommunication right there. So, for the way I break it down,
yo, okay,
I'm only speaking from Merv.
Yes,
okay?
Yeah.
Men, simple, chicken. Yo. He knows what he wants. You need to know what he wants. Yo. Chicken, just bring him chicken.
Okay.
Someone object to that.
Yo, it's girl said if just you bring say him chicken,
and I bring you a rotisserie chicken, yo. It's not the chicken you wanted. I know that.
But it's chicken.
But it's chicken.
Yes.
Chicken. Yeah.
More specific, yeah.
But women, if I tell you to bring me chicken, yes. Make sure you went to 341 Pizza.
Yes.
On here, Ontario.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pick up my wings.
Yes.
Only drums.
Yes.
Yeah. If I find one flat in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Honey, heat, sauce.
Yes.
Yeah. On the side.
Yes.
Don't forget my wedges. If you burn them.
Girl, oh you're learning God. From me.
Yo. Nikki, you're rubbing off on people. That's not good.
That's very good. It's no,
that's too much.
You see how organized that was?
I just want to go to 3-4-1 and pick up any combo for you.
But Roach, listen, you see how she just did that? Men, women, they don't know what they want. Yes, they do.
Yeah,
but we're very specific.
No. But enough times you guys don't know what you want. Enough times you guys don't know what you want.
But then I tell you what I want, and it's the most complicated thing in the world.
If I tell you what I want,
just remember, I had a drink, and you said, what do you say? I'm like, I want a double chocolate chip frappuccino, extra chocolate chip, no whipped cream.
Whoa.
Made with almond milk. So
okay.
I know what I want.
Okay. Yes, exactly, Crow. Exact. What? She? Who's remember? Text. Listen. 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 Listen.
Starbucks drink.
Listen. Listen. Listen.
You
listen. Listen. I have 100 free texts with my pay-as-you-go plan. Okay. It's free after 7 and before 9. Okay. And those are both PM. Yes, and I only have 100 free texts. Please send one.
If you ask somebody what they want, a woman's actually telling you what you want, do not complain.
All right, fine. Sometimes you guys don't know what you want, though.
No.
Like, you think you do, but you don't all the time.
Okay. I see what you're talking about.
Yo,
you gotta have a team of women. If you don't got women on your team, what are you doing?
Yo, right? Holy shit. I'm up against the fence. I'm up against the fence, Crody.
You know what? But he holds his own very well.
Yo.
He holds his own very well.
Yo, okay. So, okay. I just had, okay. Okay, listen. I just want to ask this question just to get this out of the way because we're going to have 100,000 podcast episodes, okay?
Wow.
I just got to make this resurface. Karishma, please. Crow, if you guys chime in if you guys want. You know what I'm saying? My bro, Sean, chime in if you want. Would you rather?
Oh, boy.
Okay?
Oh, boy.
Get tied to a chair with your hands behind your back and get heel kicked by a horse in your chest.
Whoa!
Okay? In your chest.
In your chest.
Okay?
Jesus Christ.
Or take a gunshot to your right chest and EMS is on scene. That's you're taking a wait, horse kick.
Hold on. You just said EMS is on scene for the gunshot, but not for the horse kick?
No.
Okay, I'm taking a gunshot.
No, no, pause. You could die either way, guys. I don't care if EMS is there. You guys are dying.
EMS is right there.
He said to the chest. He never said. What if it hit your lung, your heart, your artery?
Yo. If a horse kicks you in your chest, you're going back to before all of our great grandparents are born. I'm telling you that right now. I get it that people have lived from these things, but you do not want to get kicked and survive.
No, I have a relationship. I use the hair, so it's fine. They're not going to hurt me as much.
This freaking girl said.
This?
So you're choosing the horse kick is what you're saying.
I'm choosing the horse kick.
They wear shoes. That's an animal that wears shoes.
No, no. It depends.
That's an animal that wears shoes.
No, it depends on it depends on their master. Whoever the hell is taking care of them.
Wow.
Puts that bad boy
so,
in.
So Kiki, what are you going with?
Why?
Yo,
you can die from. Yo, okay, where you get shot in your chest again?
In your right chest. In your right chest.
In your right chest?
The right.
Oh, wait, it's the right side. So, but.
Just because your heart isn't there doesn't mean you're not dead.
Listen. How close?
Yo, what type of
gun? How close or what type of gun?
Remember, even if the horse kicks you in the chest. You just got shot.
It's a bullet.
What? How? It's a bullet? I just got shot. How? You're not going to tell me how close?
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does matter how close. Yes, it does matter.
Yo, them thing that Athena.
It still matters how close.
You know, okay, put it this way. Everyone's, okay, pain tolerance is different. That you could die quickly from that as well.
True.
If your pain tolerance is very low, that shot alone could just make you just go, I'm done. I give up. I'm not even going to try to survive. I'm good to go.
And you know what? Nah, I'm going with a gunshot.
You just said EMS no 100 times
EMS,
just now. This girl
EMS?
Just said, yeah.
No, EMS is on scene. I'm so going with a gunshot. I'm going with a gunshot.
I'll take the asthma. It's okay.
Okay, hold on. Shit, I didn't even think this one through still because I'm not sure which one I'm going to go with.
I'm going home.
Yo. This girl said she's going home.
You know what? That's a good answer because you said, would you rather? I'd rather none. Exactly. She's the best answer.
I'm going home.
For real?
That's what I'm saying. Man, that gunshot. See, me and my wife.
Listen, pray for no blood clot.
Me and my wife attack gunshot.
I want the horse to keep me back in the future.
It's okay. I'm okay. There's some things you could relive, okay?
Thank you, wifey.
There's some things we... Miss B, there's some things we need to relive. So it's okay.
Yo. Oh, man. What the hell? Yeah, I'm not taking that. I am definitely not taking
that. You're taking the shot, Roach. You're taking the shot.
Yeah.
I'll probably take the gunshot to the chest.
Yeah.
Though, and just have the EMS work very fast.
Hopefully the EMS...
Very fast. Like, I'll I'll be like, yo, nigga, if I don't live, I'm going to haunt you, you know? Yo, trust me. I'll be like, yo, I'll live on my whole afterlife just to haunt you one, you know? Mm-hmm. John, no, you better make sure that I live. It's not a joke. Right. But yo, okay, I'm going to leave this to the females right now to bring up another topic so we could touch base on, because you know, Saskatchewan, it's a hot topic all the time. So you guys touch base on some stuff right now. What you guys want to touch base on today?
There was something I wanted to run by people. Anybody paying attention to the Olympics?
Oh yeah.
Anybody watching the Olympics? Early. The So you guys saw the Jamaica. One, two, three. Right.
I heard about it.
So I just so happened to come across an article on Facebook. Apparently Nicki Minaj and Beanie Man got into some debate, and they were, I guess, kind of trash, or Nicki Minaj apparently kind of trashed Sha'Carri Richardson in the debate. Not so much Beanie Man. He gave his opinion, and then, you know, but apparently Nicki went in. I didn't get to hear it yet, but what the debate is based on how all three Jamaican women performed and how we just took over the place.
Right.
Would Sha'Carri have even been a factor? Would she have made first, second? Well, okay. The thing is, they're saying, would she have made second or third? Because first she wouldn't have.
Those girls were close.
Would she have made?
Hey, you know what? I'm not gonna hit on our own shit. But like the girl that was in third, definitely she could have probably beat that girl because she was a little bit behind like first.
But she caught up in the end. Like she almost beat the girl in second. Yeah, at the end.
Yeah, homegirl would have never made it.
You
to
know
the
what?
Still.
You should actually look at the time.
Absolutely. Look at the time. But what the debate was would Sha'Carri Richardson have made?
Yeah, probably
second,
not. I feel like Jamaica.
Third,
I feel like Jamaica.
Would it have still been a
sweep? Jamaica had their Yaman Banana before that race, and they said, yo. Nobody not beat. Yo, you mad? Yeah. You see me? I say on some street, you're saying more people. Yeah. No.
Okay.
No.
No.
Like, we're all coming first.
You know but you know what? Let's just say. There's a possibility. Let's just put her in there. She's a good runner. She's quick.
Yes.
So there's a possibility she could have made third.
No, you're right. You're right, Nikki.
We're going to be not Nicki Minaj being man right here.
But this is the debate. That was the debate. Would she have even made top three against these three
women?
My answer would be possibility because
I don't know.
Okay.
That's the thing.
Her time was 10.6.
And what was the girl in third?
The girl in third was 10.71. And the girl who came in first, I believe she beat Flo Jo's record.
The girl who came in first beat Flo Jo's record.
Yo, what's this girl's name again?
Shikaria Richardson?
Her time was
10.6, and the Jamaican girl was 10.7.
So no, the girl who came in third.
The girl who came in third is the one potential person she could have beat. Okay, so possibly she could have made top three.
Three. Yes. Okay.
Let's 100%. Put it that way. Yes. And end of discussion.
But no.
I think if she's seen that girl on the thing, I feel like,
you see, this is why I always tell...
In the lineup, there's no way she would have let her get that.
This is why,
probably.
True. Yeah, yeah,
probably.
No, they would have
pushed forward. So the Jamaican girl would have said, backside.
Should have been like, yo, dumpling. Yeah,
so what you're saying is the Jamaicans were only competing against the Jamaicans. Everybody else wasn't a factor to them. It was just them.
I want you guys to understand now. This is why.
With Shikari's? When she qualified, it was hers was 10.7?
You got to remember.
Jamaican girl was 10.7. 10.71.
So this is why I always say to my female friends, when all else in life fails, feel up yourself at nighttime.
It'll make you run faster.
She would have won in that. She would have made it. She would have qualified and she would have won, fam, probably.
Okay, so then.
Yeah.
If she was a Scotch monitor, okay, she would have known that if you... run out and go in your bed.
Yes.
You will get rested so you can qualify.
You're blessed.
You can be your best. But to follow up on that, okay. Yadis consume food.
Yes.
Yeah, I always said food. I'm not this.
No. Yeah, no.
A food.
Yes.
No, food, but that, food is food. That was another part of the debate.
Steam fish.
What?
You know what I mean? Yam and banana. You know what I mean? Curry goat and oxtail and you see me and steam fish and
oxtail and yam
and banana and kalilu and
food is only the starchy ones. No, plantain.
You see me?
No, but Americans, North Americans, Europeans,
right? Yeah, true.
Oh yeah, hold on.
But that was also part of the debate.
Can we talk about the continents?
No, but that was also part of the debate.
Real quick, I just want to let everybody know that right here at Dat Guy's Services, we are selling our small oxtail for $495. No planting, no dumping.
Let's not have the Americans attack us, guys. So let's not. We're gonna say those who know their culture.
Yes.
Because everyone's. I know, but I'm letting you know. Like, what's your background? American. Where are they from? Down south. Like, you don't hear like another place. Those who know their culture.
Yes.
Those people, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Say they know dumpling. They know yam.
Yes.
They know banana.
Yes.
So let's not generalize and say America. Even though if we go here, you'll say the majority.
Right. The majority.
In this case, let's just say.
Nikki said the majority.
The majority.
Yo, we're not gonna talk about it. We're not gonna do that.
McDonald's on many corners. That's all I'm gonna say.
No, but that was another part of the discussion. They're like, yo, Jamaicans, period, when it comes to track and field and the 100 meter, 200 meter, you know, the relay, the hurdles, we dominate because of the food. Like, we dominate.
Have we ever not got first, second, or third?
No. We are always in the top three. Always. If not, two of us, one of us. One Jamaican, if not two, are always in the top three.
Oh, so that's what I saw a tweet and basically was saying like, how is this high level of athleticism coming out of one place that's so small compared to?
Yes, yeah.
It's all of the yam and banana and the movie them, shatters.
No, remember when
I left the what?
Yo. Yeah. They're like, yo, can you guys just take the gold and silver and leave the bronze? They're like,
taking all of them, Reggie. Take all of that.
Wow. No, but even both, he said he eats yum. You know they tested the damn friggin' yum?
I know.
Yeah. To see if there's steroids and shit
just
inside of it.
Just to make sure the man wasn't getting boosted.
Yeah. Yo.
They don't know about the provision, brother.
They tested the stuff. Like, there's no... from your person of color, I won't specify just any type of person of color. There is a problem when you're doing something good or advanced in something. Absolutely. But it's okay. You're still not going to outrun anybody.
What about African them?
No,
they don't question them.
No.
What about them? And in the long runs?
But you know what the funny thing is? That was a continuation of the discussion is how Nigerians and Ghanaians and how they mash up the long distance running and Jamaicans and the Caribbeans mash up the short distance. Yes.
Because their lungs go out from all the ganja, bro.
You know why they're... Yo, you know why they're on the Nigerian them now? Because of Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh, Lord. Stop this. Antetokounmpo, whatever his name is, backside. I don't know his name. Sorry. But we love him, too. Yes. We love him, too.
The one that takes two steps and you're down the court.
Yo, it always looks like you're jogging, too.
Yeah.
Like that or fast
Yeah.
walking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Strides. Their strides are like...
Yeah. Yeah, but no, they kill the long distance, and that was another part of the discussion. They're like, yo,
it's called strengths and weaknesses. Yeah, that's their strength.
Said, yo, them two cultures there, we can't be beat. We can't. We're unstoppable.
They're smart. They run slow. Mm-hmm. Jamaicans pass you when they hit 100, 200. They win, and then the Africans come and gone.
They're just gone. They're gone.
That's all like our Canadian my boy there.
Yeah. DeGrasse, Andre DeGrasse. Yeah, he got bronze.
Let's listen to this. Yeah. Canadians were here and they were black.
But what's his background?
Okay, no. He's Canadian.
He's Canadian.
And his skin is dark.
What about his
family? And his grandma and his grandmother was Canadian. Yeah. And his great grandmother was Canadian.
Stop this. How do you know this?
Yo, there are
bare Scotch bonnet in his soup, you're saying.
It's hot and some of them bust.
Bumble. Man, run. Man's trying to get to water. That's why he's fast, you know. Mm-hmm. Man's sweating because of the Scotch bonnet. Man's running fast to get to water, you know. Big up Andre DeGrasse, yo. Big one.
The guy from Italy. I guess when he seen him, the guy from, second place, I think, wasn't he?
Some Italian guy. Italian. Yeah.
See that guy going, he's like,
Nah, some. Can't lose to them, brother, yeah. Yo, man, tear it.
Right?
Finish line.
Yo, what? Point up into the sky.
I have a question.
Yes, Miss B. Yes, okay. Miss B.
Ask away.
Ask the man.
This is not weighing heavily on my heart, but why do women not keep up so much with men?
Shit.
Oh, Lord.
Man, oh, question for the
sure,
man.
You sure this is for you or are you asking for a friend?
You asking for a friend or for a general life? Shit.
Remember, I just said, Miss B. How does it go, Kiki? A man who wants to be kept.
Yeah, only a man who wants to be kept. Yeah,
it can be kept.
Kept. Yeah.
Some men just give in to their natural habitat.
You know what they're doing. You know what they're doing.
I'm saying like.
Is
some everyone has their different reasons. Like that? Some men really just love women that much. That seeing another.
You know why? Because it's like finding fucking Waldo. They did not find Rebecca. They found Sharika, Michelle, and Juliet.
Oh, my God.
All right, granted. Granted, for men, love new pussy.
Yes, they do.
You get what I'm saying?
Right. Men love. I've been hearing that a lot. You know what
I
mean?
I hope enough it.
I've been hearing that enough.
You know what I mean? But some men are okay with going without it for a long time.
Yes.
Other men are good with going out without it. Forever, like when they have like whatever they have, they're okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Some men just can't help the urge but to just run wild and just get gal. You know what I'm saying?
God,
like,
damn.
But here's the thing. I'm so
Confucius.
Confucius.
You have your wife at home, right? You don't bring that, but like you don't have social media, maybe she doesn't follow you, blah blah blah.
Yeah. Right.
Around everybody.
Shit.
Can I butt in for 2 seconds?
Yes.
I'm trying not to identify. So there's recently something was said.
Right.
You have your woman.
Right.
And you know you get comfortable?
Yeah.
Like you kind of like stay wanting to look good, not for your man, but like you know what I mean? Like just stay like having that sex appeal or whatever attracted you to your man. When you get comfortable, I'm not going to want to go on road with you either. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, bonnets. Yes, we have the bonnets, but like that's for at home. Like, why are you coming outside with me? It's like my mom. She used to tell me like, "You're going outside like that?" She does not want me in her car or nothing. My own brother said, "So what if you bump into a stranger and that ended up being an interview for like something and your head is wrap up?" Bad examples to use wrap up head and bonnets because some people can style it and it looks decent.
Right.
But like, it's like a comfort thing. And I'm going to say it from a girl's point of view too. Like, if you're, if you got comfortable, I'm like, so what happened to the sexy bearded, fresh cut guy that I just seen? Like, you know, we met, we were cool. We complimented each other.
Yeah.
And now because you get front or buddy and you're now home and we're comfortable, I'm going to go on road and you're going to shame me. Like,
you're going to shame me?
I'm just saying this is probably what they see. Does it mean you're actually looking toed the hell up, but you don't, you're not matching their fly or like complimenting
anymore, right?
So, they may, you know, see something good in another woman, and because that's fresh, that woman's also gonna style up herself and want to look good to one road because that's what you did to catch him.
Right. Okay.
Well, if you have to keep up.
Say again. No, I'm just saying. Sometimes that's why they go somewhere else because it's like, yo, you don't even remember when you're looking toed up all the time. Like, people get turned off.
Right.
So when you're turned off, you're not turned on. Somebody else could turn you on. It doesn't mean sexually per se, but it's like you look good. Yeah. I look good. So this is the presentation that I'm going to present to everyone.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, no, I don't want to say my dad. But like one time he said, you know what? One time. Is that better? Sorry. My dad's like, yo, you go to parties, you see women, and you talk to them, you flirt naturally, you know?
Right.
He's like, but she an idiot, come here, I go home to my wife, and blah, 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 like, you know?
Okay.
Like, you'll sweet up the thing and talk, and they smile, and all these things, it's your entertainment. And then when you go home to comfort and what you want to do.
Okay, so she said some man
just
have a little girl on the side, like some entrees. Entertainment.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean they're digging them out or nothing. It's just
so they have flirting tendencies.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. So like this person is bring on role, but then at the end of the day, you're. This sounds so bad because I would never want to be in this situation.
Oh God.
But like your wife or your girl has say, like she takes precedence over everything. So like,
for real, 100%.
Yeah. But if you're, but don't embarrass her either. Like
right,
you know,
right.
Don't
right,
embarrass her. Right.
Yeah, as men, you can't be embarrassed.
Don't hold up hand and say, this is my... Don't publicly say something. If I see you around like a group of women, be discreet about it and whatnot, but...
Yo, big up all of the wife for them worldwide. Yeah,
don't do that. Like, I'm probably going to get yelled at, like, what the hell is this girl talking about? It's not something I want. I'm just saying what has happened and what I've been told. And just to show you, like, from a different set of eyes.
Perspective.
Yeah. Like, 100%. For me, my answer would be so different.
Shit happens in the world. I hate when people act like shit don't happen. Shit happens in the world.
Imagine a man takes me out on a date right now and I have my man at home. Guess what they're looking at? And this is an argument I had when I went to the cottage. A man's like, to me, men don't want their woman, like, on road. They find a woman who's more conservative and wrap up more attractive. And I was in a t-shirt and, like, pants. Nothing sexy like everyone else.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, like, you shouldn't be going to a club and partying. That was my argument. Like, why don't you want me on road?
Yeah, like, why can't your wifey go out? What?
Yeah,
like,
want hermit.
What kind of two-fing, Kegel? Yeah, try it.
Basically, you're going to look so good on road, and you're basically catching the attention of other men.
Yo, airman up.
What? Isn't that why you were attracted to me?
I look good, so I don't
see other men are gonna find me attractive.
Yo, airman.
But it's only a problem if I entertain it. Right. Hello,
like, that's how I feel.
Airman,
too.
I got topic. Yo, airman, me no want a concubine woman in no brother. Bomba clad.
What is wrong?
Yo,
I don't know.
Yo,
all right, follow up on that. Okay,
I have a topic. All right.
Okay, let's hear this, Marie.
Women,
yes.
In general, majority,
yes, majority,
majority are drawn to men, majority, in relationships because they are stable. As in, the women want these men because if they have their person.
No, people that man want me.
If they have their person and they're maintaining their person and they're
All of the man them want Nikki.
People that man want me.
Yeah, but hold on. They're digging out their gal.
Digging.
At home.
With a shovel?
No. It's not a ditch.
Like, why do we have to be so...
Wow. Yeah. Sorry. What's a better way to... I'm going to get the seductive...
Inserting?
No.
Injecting? No. Inject? What?
No. You don't need to identify...
I object.
You have a woman there. Anyways. Making love to.
Oh, they're doing it real good. Anyways. Oh, God. Women, in general, are attracted to these characteristics because... If it's working for one person,
right?
Why can't it work for me too?
Okay, hold on.
Oh, but I hear what you're saying. I heard it.
No.
The people that man.
No. Why want that person? If that person could do what they did to their woman to you, then
exactly.
You don't have a coin without a top and a bottom. There's two sides. Right. You know, like it takes two to tango.
Sometimes it takes three.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Hold on.
Like, not all bikes only have two. You know what I mean? You have those little tricycle-looking something.
But that's, no,
you,
that's you not a tango, though. That's not a tango.
Tricycles. Oh, okay. Little tricycles. Sorry.
This was not a bicycle. You know, like, I think it's, you have to, at the end of the day, a relationship is a relationship. Whether it's an intimate relationship or a friendship.
It's relation.
It's relation. You have to know who you're dealing with and how you're dealing with them.
So when you're outside in the public with your relationship, you now become a part of public relations.
And with that being said, we're done. Thank you and good night, y'all.
In conclusion.
Wow. Thank you and good night.
No, real though. I want to ask a question though to the females.
No, what?
Is it a must that your man must be nasty?
Whoa.
Do you like when your man
No, fine. You got to find your compatible. You got to find your equal freak or your
like
equal non-freak.
Freak like me.
It
no, you
Miss
need
B.
to,
freak
no,
like
you
me.
need
Hold
to
on.
find
Let's
your equal, because if not you not like certain things and him not like
freak, speak up,
not
speak
lower,
up, Murphy, speak up.
That's true too. Define freak.
Define freak. You guys obviously know what kind of freak you want.
Yeah. No, but some people think sucking toes is freaky and other
exactly.
people don't. Some
exactly.
people think sucking dick is
Hold
freaky
on, wait,
other
okay,
people
wait,
don't.
Wait, hold on, wait, pause. Re all the way wind. All right? Murph, leave me alone. Leave me alone. I just want to know right now whether or not it's basic foreplay, okay? Whether or not. Yeah. It is basic foreplay.
Mm-hmm. What?
Is that not just a tad bit freaky to you?
What?
May I jump in?
Wait, sucking toes? Sucking toes?
Listen,
sucking
I got
toes?
My...
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Bro, foreplay is part of sex. Foreplay is part of sex. That's not freaky. That's part of just the word sex.
Okay, but
okay.
is it freaky
Okay, so
though?
What's freaky to you, Nikki?
Aliens. The girl said aliens.
No, Merv, you're too far gone. Murph
said aliens,
aliens.
People.
Aliens.
Oh my
go
God.
Home.
Okay, freaky is the non-traditional, the stuff you do that's not non-traditional during, you know.
Pretty much. Yeah.
No, I was just saying non-traditional.
No.
Is
this is Scotch Bonnet hot topic.
And this is what I'm going to say. Traditional
pretty
is.
Much you're saying. With
your penis and vagina, boom, boom, boom. That's bust a nut. That's traditional. That's
oral
the basic.
Is traditional?
No, oral's not traditional.
What is freaky? Okay.
So
what is
no, listen, I said traditional. Traditional is not, is back in the day, okay? That's traditional. So unless it be, and then foreplay, however foreplay is introduced, like whether it's called fingering and whether it's like.
What do you mean whether it's
sucking
called?
On
is it
titties,
not fingering if you finger
something? Whatever. Oh that's part of some people's foreplay, so that's part of.
But what's freaky to you,
non-traditional.
Okay. What the hell is non-traditional?
Yeah, name some non-traditional things,
Why
please.
Why the name?
Because this is Scotch Bonnet Hot Topic.
Because there's so many things,
Well,
though.
Say what the heck is freaky to you. 20.
I don't know.
Yes, you do know.
Because I don't like it.
You're the one who had sex with whoever you had sex with in your lifetime. So you know, we don't know.
Okay, head. A man giving head to a girl's freaky to me. Like, and a girl sucking dick is freaky.
Okay, so that's
what
freaky
considered
to,
freaky to me. Like that, but there's more than just that. There's booty holes getting licked.
Oh God.
Hold on, whose booty hole got licked?
Okay, that's freaky.
Listen, it's not.
Booty hole licking is freaky. I will put people. I'll put that in the freaky pile. Yeah, thank you. We'll put that in the freaky pile.
Whoa.
You know the your booty like you know your booty right like groceries. Now. You know that whole saying.
Yeah, eating groceries.
Excuse
yeah.
Me?
You know the line when someone eats your booty like groceries that line. Who came up with that? I don't know.
It's from the song. It's from the song. Oh, and Omarion. Yeah, supposed to be. Supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Like, whoever wanted to do that and the song.
Right.
Like, that.
It made the song forever memorable.
That is.
Not on the table again. No more.
That is. That is, like, part of being freaky as well. And like Kiki mentioned, toes. I don't really consider toes freaky.
All right, what about licking armpits?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's no. Okay, fetish. 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 Yeah. Did you shower? There is a difference. Fetish. You're going to ask to shower for armpits, but not for penis sucking?
You shower everything.
Oh, I'm about to say, my girl. Rabito. Violence. Yeah. No, oh, but like, God, those no are violence. Fetish. There's a difference between fetish like and freaky, like sexual freaky. Armpits is not sexual. Like, what the fuck?
Okay. What if someone asks?
Okay, here. Oh, let me hear this.
Yeah, let me hear this.
Yo.
Oh, shoot.
Say no more.
What would you do if someone asked you if they could lick, your, not lick, sniff your armpit? Like, get in there and just...
Wait.
Yo. I don't
know. No. You know, it's a bad man to deal during with Babylon sex? Still. So
Roach, Miss B. Kiki. Somebody's there. A man's caressing you, yeah. You know, yeah. Doing foreplay, doing all these things. And he goes, babe. It's my armpits.
No.
The fact he's asking permission to smell your armpits.
Oh my God.
Oh, loud up.
First of all, he should be happy he cannot smell them. Number one.
If I ever hear any man does that to any girl, I'm loud.
But what smell is
open hand box?
Okay. So remember,
do you see my post about pheromones? Did any of y'all did
what?
Yeah, pheromones.
Yes.
So even though you don't have like a pungent, strong odor. Everyone has like, yep. So like even clubs work because of pheromones. So when you're in there and you're moving and you're grooving and you're sweating and you're looking delectable because that's why you went out. People are smelling you and they're like, they follow the trail. They're trying to figure out where is that? Yeah. Who smells like that?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Who smells like that? I'm going to find them. And then they grind on each other aggressively. Then they bump and grind aggressively, making more pheromones released. And now we're mixing?
Yes.
Yo, she said bump and grind aggressively.
But she's not aggressively. But are you telling me when you're catching that bubble, it's not aggressive?
All right.
No, if it's with somebody that's throwing a bubble, it's not. Who's somebody who's pheromones.
All right, hold on. I got a question. Since we're on the topic right now, have you ever gotten into an argument with a guy because he was trying to bubble with you and you're like, yo, please don't touch me?
Yeah.
Not an argument.
Yeah. Not an argument, but. Yes. Yes.
Shit.
6 months?
Yeah.
Shit.
Because I didn't want to dance and the nigga put my ponytail and I went with my damn heels.
That's fuckery.
Caught a charge because I didn't want to dance with nobody.
That's
fuckery. Wow.
If I say no, it's because my back is not ready to brook. So I just say no.
Broken.
Guys, they're so aggressive and they're my home cue.
Yep.
If you're catching up with a 1-2-1,
that's different, yeah.
That's fine.
Right?
Yep.
Pasa, yeah. Pasa.
Yeah. We're not jumping off
rooftops
and all that kind of shit. We're not.
I honestly don't know what to say about that. I've never had to grab a girl and do that. Shout out to Dagamasta too from Toronto, Ontario. That guy jumps from treetops. Mango trees. It doesn't even matter. Yeah.
I feel like majority of the time it's less attractive men who do that.
What?
No.
Like the
no.
Not at all. You
said lust? Less. TK is one of Toronto Dagamasta. Yeah. I walked him
sometimes. This man was swinging from
chandeliers.
Some, but no, some at the roof. You know, the people that party are
swing. Listen.
It's called Gladiator.
Listen, from now on, all promoters, I'm going to end on this note. All promoters, when you're booking TK, I advise that you charge him a down payment on the venue instead of a ticket cost.
No, damaging fees. Yes. Damaging fees.
Yeah.
Security deposits and damage fees.
You know what I'm saying? So that when all these tables break next time and birthday cakes are smashed and... I've seen girls' weaves and all kinds of shit fly all over the place, bro. TK, big up yourself, brother, because that shit's entertaining. Yeah, nah, sick.
Chanel roll over as he jumped down.
Woo!
I had to take him to Toronto General.
Nah.
I said, you need to stop trying flying at people.
Yo, big up man like TK.
Wow.
Yo, that's Superman stuff. I'm not with that, wow. Bro. I'm not gonna lie. I want my limbs. Yeah, I want my limbs later on in life. You know what I'm saying? When I'm 140, right. You know what I'm saying? Thinking? I want to make sure I have my limbs. But yo, okay, so listen, this is what we're gonna do right now. We're gonna end off on a good note. Cause this is our first episode, only our first episode. You get what I'm saying? And we have so much more coming. I want you guys to just let me know what you guys are feeling going forward right now, what you guys see for the future of Scotch Bonnet and events and more.
We're gonna have picnics. Yes.
Are we gonna get a Nikki? Are we gonna get a Picky Nikki episode on the lives? Maybe one of these days.
My eyes are secretly rolling. Yo. Yeah. They're secretly rolling, but you're gonna see me. Yeah. You're gonna see me.
Okay.
Not my ceilings, guys. You're gonna see me.
That's what I like to hear. Right now.
In the daylight, yes. Non-vampire mode.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Murphy. Right. Murphy, what's happening in the near future right now for Scotch Bonnet? Talk to the people. Let them hear you.
It's been a journey, and man, the road is nice.
Yes,
like,
it's a nice
route. We have the scenic route. Okay, remember that.
Kiki, Miss B, what are you guys saying? How are you guys feeling about going out right now after the first podcast episode right now? What you got to say to these people?
I see this being bigger than what I would imagine.
Yes.
I mean, we started out with just doing
this live. We here for the people. That's what you guys need to know. We here for you guys right now. You feel me? To everybody that's listening to this right now, just know that, like, we're going to be a home for y'all. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, we're going to be able to talk about every and anything. I want you guys to feel like you guys are here with us. You see what I'm saying? If you guys have any topics, any ideas that you guys want to pass by us, if there's any one of us that you guys want to follow up on IG, you know what I mean? Just DM us. You get what I'm saying?
I'm Picky at Picky underscore Nikki with two I's at the end. N-I-K-K-I-I. Normal spelling, Picky.
We lit. You know what I'm saying? So... you know what I'm saying? Kiki, what's your at real quick so they can get at you?
I'm just at Kiki's World. And very
not,
simple.
Nacho Rebel. How you spell that real quick for them?
Not your bell.
Not your bell. Sorry. Not your bell. Not your bell.
There's no yes. E in there.
Not your
you know
bell.
What? No, it's okay. Spell it. My middle name is Bell with one L. B-E-L. So I'm not your bell. K-N-O-T-Y-O-U-R-B-E-L.
And I am X apostrophe.
Oh my God, stop this.
Okay.
How do I? That's not how my keyboard
is. Oh, sorry. And Kiki is spelled K-Y-K-Y because a lot of people be spelling it different. So it's K-Y-K-Y-S dot world. There you go. Kai Kai, I know everybody calls it. No, you know what? It's there's supposed to be an accent over the Y, but because it was so hard to spell and find, and people couldn't find my name, I was like, fuck all that extraness. Yeah, so I was like, just K Y K Y. Yeah.
So yo, listen, listen, everybody in the world right now, you guys get the first taste of this Scotch Bonnet podcast. You feel what I'm saying? Early, nice, calm, warm and easy. You feel what I'm saying? We're gonna be back to definitely give you guys a lot more content. You feel what I'm saying? Shout out to Mervy in the building. Shout out to Miss B in the building. Shout out to Kiki, Nikki.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And just for clarification, okay? Picky Nikki is the vice president of Scotch Bonnet. Merv is the official treasurer of Scotch Bonnet. Miss B and Kiki are the two presidents of Scotch Bonnet. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
a whole
sir,
lot
yes,
of gang
sir.
There. We are now opening. We're taking applications for head of HR. You know what I'm saying?
Please.
So we're definitely going to have to... write some people up in these. Yeah, these lives are getting very, very, very live. These lives are getting very live, I should say. You know what I'm saying? Check us out. Scotch.bonnet.hottopic on IG. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, man, you guys know what time it is, man. We wrapping this one up. And you guys check us out. Episode 2 coming soon. Tell a friend to tell another friend. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It's your boy, man. Roche, that guy like that. You get what I'm saying?
That
shout out
guy.
To Man Like Shot by Sean. Shout out to C-Row Official. Shout out to Karishma. Gang all day.
Yes.
SBHT,
gang, gang.
You know. Huh?
Fighting action, then no fighting action, man. Just come up the jigger so aggressive, like your tire with injection. Burn them, Scotch Bonnet, rifle bust so the thing they hard from it. Slap one in your chest in a top pocket. Yes, you feel such a panic. Burn them, Scotch Bonnet, burn them, yeah, Scotch Bonnet.